It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go, podcast time. Brock and Hunter doing the Plan B After Show podcast. Just doing it. Brock and Hunter doing it right now.
All right, I'm signing off, guys. It's a good podcast.
Come on, Hunter, let's do it right now.
Is it two guys working out?
That's it.
Or is it two guys having sex?
Yeah. Are they working out? Or having sex?
If you've heard the old Adam Sandler CDs, exactly what we're talking about.
I think, isn't that off of Stan and Judy's Kids? So good, man. That or yeah. What the hell happened to me? Anyway, folks, it is time for the After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Go see them, man. They are open, ready to make sure your cycle is running right. They're going to take care of you. 269-876-0882. What the hell should we talk about, man? I got nothing.
I don't know. I got nothing either. We need to figure that out real quick, though, yeah. Because
What about this? You're not old until you're 77. Apparently, a new survey of people over 65, you don't actually become old until you hit 77 years. And even then, 90% say you're only as old as you feel. They also shared the best thing about getting old, and here are the top answers. Number one, having more free time. Number two, not feeling pressure to do anything you don't want to do. Number three, having grandchildren. Number four, finding pleasure in the little things. Number five, realizing there's more to life than work. Number six, wearing clothes for comfort, not style. Number seven, not caring anymore about what other people think. Number eight, finally having a clear idea of what's important in life. Number nine, all the discounts. And number 10, not always having to worry about the future. Yeah, because you're almost dead. Mm. I'm looking forward to getting old. However, the other night I had like a little.
You just say that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting older because of all these things. Because right now there's still you know what I'm looking. I'm looking forward to the free time thing. I'm looking forward to being retired. Like that's because I think about like my grandma, like she can literally just do whatever she wants during the day. You know, like literally, there is no schedule that she has to adhere to. And, you know, I got a great life right now. I'm not going to lie. I got a great job, great friends. I got, you know, free time to do the stuff. But there's still days where it's like, holy shit, that was a long day of work. My grandma has not had to say, holy shit, that was a long day of work in some time. That's just got to be, you can wake up, have some breakfast, pick, maybe I'm going to go for a drive today. Maybe I'll just sit at home doing nothing. Maybe I'll go to the, you know, like that sounds fucking phenomenal, you know?
I can kind of see where you're coming from, though. But at the same time, like, you can still do, like, I don't know. You can do something like some job that makes you rich. We just chose the wrong. We didn't choose the wrong job. We're just not rich from it, you know?
Well,
I think that's what you need. You need to get to the quick rich and just be a piece of trash, because nobody that gets rich quick is ever like the best person ever.
No, I feel like I've worked hard enough now. I've paid my dues that if I were to get rich right now, I think I'd be okay. I think I'd do all right. I wouldn't be like that silver spoon piece of shit that's never had to work a day in their life. But I mean, it's why we take vacation. We work so we can pay for time off. We work so we can have like a week of feeling retired in a sense. You know what I mean? So that's why I can't wait. I can't wait to be retired.
The other thing in that story was you're only as old as how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was on board with that for a long time. And then I've been listening to you. I'm thinking about that one again. I'm like, because I just turned 35 over the weekend. Some people say that's, you're getting old. Some people say, damn, that's young.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just now feeling better from that night.
Yeah.
From Saturday night. So you're only as old as how you feel. Well, I'm 35 and I felt like trash the past 2 days. So I don't know. What does that say? What does that tell you?
It says you have a drinking problem.
It might.
And again, your body reacts differently. You know what I mean? I don't know. My grandma, I think, has Kesslers and Cokes every single day. But you know, maybe she handles the hangover better, or she's also probably gets enough sleep. You know, that's the other thing too. You know, they're smarter about it. I do think you're only as old as you feel. Now, granted, I think that's more of a mentality. If you feel like, well, I'm old, I can't do that. Now, I don't think that's
it. Are they talking about your brain or your body?
I think a little bit of both.
My brain will always be young. I always have a young brain.
Here's the thing. I'm 34 and I own mini bikes and I love going out and riding them. Like that's right. So it's not like you see people when they get older, like, well, I'm old. I have to act a certain way. And yeah, I think there's a certain way everyone should act. That doesn't mean you can't be an old guy that, you know, like Spencer, our Spencer. We love that guy. He goes every single place with a little fart noise maker. And that's, I think, kind of along the lines of it. You know what I mean?
It's great. It's hilarious. Yeah. My grandpa was the same way.
Exactly.
You know, so I guess you're only as old as you feel, but man, I don't know, your body sometimes doesn't feel great.
Well, and that's what I was saying. Like the other day, like I seriously, like I was losing sleep because for some reason I was just thinking about dying. And it's like, and dying is scary because one, we're not 100% sure what's going to happen, but I think it's because, you know, and maybe this is kind of a jerk thing for me to say, is I have a great life and I don't want it to end. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, is that specifically what you're afraid of?
It's like, man, this is so much fun. Like I have, you know, I've been blessed with so much, and it's like you almost like you can hope and pray that there's something at the end. You really can. But until we die, we don't know. And I think the scary part about death is not so much the dying, because if there is nothing, then that's on. But the fact that we're conscious and we know that life is going to go on, all these fun things that we're missing out on, fun stuff with family is still going on. That's why I said, if I die, I want everyone else to die. All right. If I'm gone, everyone else has to be gone. No one else can have fun without me. I think that's fair.
Come on, guys. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. When I'm going out, I'm taking at least 30 other people with me, okay?
I can't wait till you get to the pearly gates, and they just look at you and just laugh.
You're going
to
be there with me, you son of a bitch. If you think I'm not taking you with me when I go.
No, they're going to be like, Hunter, come on. Jump in the front of the line over here. We'll let you in. There you go. Have a good night. Here's your wristband.
Enjoy. You know. We got happy hour at 5.
Right. Brock. Yeah, you're over in this line over here. You got to wait.
Damn it. Is that what purgatory is? It's waiting to get into the Heaven Water Park?
Yeah. St. Pete's. Like, I've heard this show. You dirty son of a bitch. You stand in that line over there.
You loaded everyone up into a bus and you drove off a cliff. What were you thinking? Well, I didn't want to die alone, man. I mean, come on now. Can you blame me?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
hey, you know what? I think we could chalk it up as, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're all going to die.
Yep.
We're all going to get there at some point.
Yep.
You know, so just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Don't be a Karen, for God's sakes. And, you know, try to do something you enjoy. We get it. You fall into some of this. You fall into some of that. It's not effing perfect all the time.
No,
but,
I don't know. But, you know, again,
you only get
older,
so much time. Yeah. So make it worth it.
As you get older, have some fun and enjoy the stages of life. And that's what I think I'm doing now. You know, I think back on my 20s, and yeah, we had fun in my 20s, but priorities changed and I kind of did that. Now I'm enjoying this stage of my life, and as I get older, I'm gonna enjoy those stages and everything like that. So instead of just pouting the whole time. Booze does help.
Yeah, enjoy it. You gotta be happy. I'm not even gonna bring up how random death is.
Woo! Yeah.
Tomorrow's
That's the other scary thing when you think about it is like, I think I could maybe grasp it if I was like 95 years old, I had a good life, a good run. But yeah, then you think about you could be sitting in your house and a satellite from space could come through and dead. You know what I mean?
Dude, you just fall down your stairs. Boom.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Break your neck.
Boom. Simon Cowell just broke his back riding a bike.
Yeah.
You know, you got to appreciate it, man, every single day. So if you're out there listening, but being a little whiny bitch,
God,
buck up, Bart.
Why did it have to be Simon Cowell and not someone else I know that has an electric bike?
Oh, shut up.
Jesus. I'm sorry. That's terrible.
My back hurts already. I don't need it broken.
I know. Just the pain alone from being my age. My back. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for us. Brock and Hunter, the Plan B After Show podcast. We'll see you next time. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
You know, I think he broke his back on a mini bike. That's what it was.
Oh, damn it. No. That's how I'm going to go out, just jumping my mini bike.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike!
My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.